I am so honored to have on the phone Dr. Paul Leon Masters, who is the founder and CEO of the International Metaphysical Ministry and president of the IMM University System and University of Sedona. Dr. Masters founded the University of Metaphysics in 1976, the International Metaphysical Ministry in 1989, and the University of Sedona in 2003, and he has deservedly earned recognition as the world's foremost teacher of metaphysical doctors, teachers, ministers, offering self-paced distance learning degree programs in holistic, new thought, theocentric, transcendent, and transpersonal metaphysics. Aloha and welcome, Dr. Masters. How are you today?
I am very fine. I thank you much.
I just know you have such a huge wealth of knowledge, and that you've been in this service business of teaching for so long. And I have to ask you, what caused you to want to start your teachings over 50 years ago?
Well, I began the teachings probably now it's 56 years ago, and the reason for it was that I was inspired literally from within. I had studied psychology for many, many years. I went into that field, and it didn't quite satisfy me because I thought to myself, there has to be more to the human mind, to the human soul. Traditional religion had not really spoken to me. It really didn't answer my spiritual needs. I turned to Eastern forms of meditation, and very, very quickly in turning to Eastern forms of meditation, I found I was extremely open to them and began to have all kinds of experiences. As I had these experiences, I thought to myself, am I unique? Am I different? And then I thought to myself, absolutely not. And then I thought, well, then could these experiences that I was having, such a profound effect on me, could these be available to other people? And I began with people very close to me to experiment by teaching them the meditation techniques that I had learned, and they seemed responsive to them. They were having experiences of their own without any prompting from me. All I tried to do was to get their mind receptive. Over a period of time, I began to realize I was really onto something. What I was onto was that there was a doorway to the unconscious, and the unconscious held many of the mysteries of life right there, ever present within it. As a result of this, I began to expand my research, and that research went on for 40 years with literally tens of thousands of people that I took into expanded states of consciousness. They had their experience. We kept very detailed records of those experiences and the impact that it had on their lives. Now, all of this over that period of time led to what I consider to be the curriculum that exists as the University of Metaphysics and now later on the University of Sedona. That's basically how it all started.
Well, you know, there are many, many, many people go to college and just try to get through it as quickly as possible. Often they take classes that give them no background or anything that they will actually develop as a lifetime career. And many people don't even care about the courses they take. Now, you started a school that had a degree program in the 50s, and you offer in your classes something that's very unique and very unlike anything else that has been taught out there. It's extremely complete. And from the classes that you teach, there's a passion and a life course that so many thousands of people have found to create their life and change other people's lives as well. Now, was this difficult at the time you were starting the school? No one else was doing classes like this.
Well, people were doing, of course, self-help classes. They were doing, of course, all of the spiritual classes, Bible study, that type of thing. But nobody was basing what they were talking about on actual consciousness research. That is the big distinction. I'd gone into the trenches of consciousness, as it were, with thousands of people and explored other realms of existence, and with the end aim being, as most systems of mysticism are throughout all of the major religions of the world, that you end up with union with God, or perhaps in the Buddhist sense, a union with the absolute or pure mind, but it is the search for ultimate truth. Now, the closer you come to that ultimate truth, the more your intuitive processes are open. And those intuitive processes can be used in terms of practical necessities in everyday life. That is, a person, if they're a business person, will have more creative ideas. A person that is working for someone else will go up the work ladder or the corporate ladder, as it were. And that each person, because they are now under the influence of a higher level of creative consciousness within them, actually moves upward in their life, reaching the full potential which God has already placed within them. This opens them to that potential. It doesn't mean that everybody becomes a saint. It doesn't mean that everybody becomes a full-blown mystic. But if you have enough exposure to this higher realm within yourself, your mind begins to then react to the higher realm, and it comes out in your interactions with life and others.
And I think that's so key, because what you teach and offer people is self-empowering by connecting with a higher consciousness and with the power inside themselves, where many other teachers, gurus, try to base whatever they're learning on the personal connection with the guru and the teacher, and sometimes don't even offer a wide variety of self-empowering classes because they want you always to return to that guru figure to have more information.
Well, the one thing that I found very, very early, in order to be effective, you cannot play the role of the guru. People want people to play the role of the guru because that does not place the full responsibility of self-growth upon them. It's always, I have to look outward, I have to pray to something outside of myself, I have to worship somebody outside of myself in order to advance my life. That is pure spiritual malarkey.
Mm-hmm.
And so, of course, somebody that is getting all of the accolades will play the guru role.
Mm-hmm.
But that is not where it's at. It's within ourselves from beginning to end. Alpha and Omega really begins and ends within each and every individual.
Mm-hmm.
Each and every individual is something that becomes a religion unto themselves, that is, that they have their own union with God, that they reunite with that spirit, their soul reunites with that spirit. That's what this curriculum that was developed over a period of years, that's the intention, not to empower the personal ego. Let me make that very clear, because most systems of self-development now are to empower the personal ego.
Mm-hmm.
So what you're doing is you're on a hamster wheel of illusion after illusion, where you have all of the negativity that is associated with personal ego types of outlooks on life, as where the main thing is to set aside that personal ego. Now, that's not a new idea.
Mm-hmm.
In the New Testament, it says, he who loses himself for my sake finds himself. For my sake, meaning the universal God consciousness that is within us all.
And I have really found, having taken your courses and got started in when I was very young, 13 or 14 years old, that there are so many levels that you can go to for anyone. I, of course, loved that you teach such great courses in meditation. And I think that is such a valuable thing for anyone to learn. But I know many people have enjoyed and learned quite a bit. And there have been many people that want to become ministers. Many people want to learn about relationships. What you developed is extremely complete, whether it just be meditation or whether you want to become a minister or you want to go further. Maybe you could explain how you did and offer such a wide variety of courses.
Well, we offer a wide variety because there are people on wide varieties of levels of understanding. Even if they take courses, even if they study, they will advance perhaps to another level or broaden the level that they're already on. Now, that is what made our ministry very, very unique. When I started the International Metaphysical Ministry, it was the outcome of many, many years that had gone previously before it. And my basic idea was that every person that went through our ministry could go out and teach whatever they wanted to at whatever level they were at, rather than to follow dogma, whether to be dogmatic, that theirs was the only way. The idea was let the soul unfold and let that be an attraction to souls that are on the same level. In other words, one level of souls might be on A, level A, another one level B, another one level C. When the person gets through with the ordination process after they've gone through and studied and been exposed to a lot of ideas, then let them reach out. If they're on level A in terms of their spiritual understanding and awareness, they will find people that are also on that level. If they're on level B, they'll also find people. Now, that whether that's in the pulpit, whether it's one-to-one counseling, whether it is life coaching, each person will find their own level. In other words, what I'm saying is there is a spiritual audience based upon a level of spiritual understanding for all different forms of ministry.
That's so true, and I know many have gone on to write books. Many have gone on to do counseling, have gone on to do relationship work, and many have gone on to have their own centers. You have really, over the 56 years that you've been working, have an amazing volume of people who have studied
with you.
Well,
that is because we give them the spiritual levity to go ahead and not be confined to a pulpit on a Sunday morning, or not be confined to any one area specifically, because a lot of people that go into ministry grow after they've completed their studies. And with each level of growth, you don't want to stymie them and say, wait a minute, you've got to only teach what we're teaching and nothing else. And that, of course, chokes the spirit within the individual, even though they're aspiring to something higher and now want to share their newfound knowledge with a higher level of people as far as their understanding.
And I always am amazed when I stop into the University of Sedona, when I see the amount of volume of what you have on CDs. There's there's 600 CD lectures and 130 DVD lectures and 31 higher consciousness CDs. You have an amazing volume of work that you have put out there, and people can always find you with daily messages if they go to your website.
Those daily messages are very, very effective. A daily message lasts for about 3 minutes. It's an inspirational message which can be really applied to practically any form of spiritual belief. Of course, it centers upon bringing forth the God within, setting aside one's personal ego. But the condensed version of what might be a 60-minute lecture finds its way into a 3-minute spiritual inspiration. Now, those of course, are available on our website, but they're also available now on our new radio station there in Sedona of 92.1. And that FM, that's a particular inspiration in and of itself for people to tune in. And as that station grows and its programming becomes more precise in what we're trying to offer the public in terms of spiritual knowledge and inspiration, that too is a great, great help, together with this vast amount of material that we have, incidentally, for absolutely nothing, no charge, on our websites. And I emphasize that, no charge. What we have on our website right now, if a person could find it in the open market of today's self-help gurus, etc., it would cost them literally tens of thousands of dollars. I'm not exaggerating that. Why go throw your money away with expensive courses and expensive seminars where some people spend thousands of dollars just on one weekend? Mm-hmm. It's preposterous, and all it does is to make the false gurus richer.
Well, you've always made your courses and classes very, very affordable, and you even have scholarship programs as well. And I guess the best place for people to find all that, is it the universityofsedona.com that you would direct people to?
That or the universityofsedona.com.
Yeah, University of
Sedona. One of those websites. If they want to take a look at the ministry which we've mentioned, they can go to internationalmetaphysicalministry.com. Internationalmetaphysicalministry.com, which will give them sort of an overall history of how the ministry developed, et cetera, et cetera. And again, when I use the word ministry, this is an open forum in terms of spreading spiritual awareness and ideas, not locked into any dogma.
That's so true. And I know I always enjoy, because I'm on an email list, I get every Sunday a very, very insightful and extremely enlightening message on Sundays that I always find so deep and so powerful that I really encourage people to also sign up for that. And where would they sign up for the Sunday messages?
Well, the Sunday messages, they can find on the radio station that I've just mentioned, the 92.1 FM, either in Sedona, or they can get it by going to Radio Locator, Sedona, Arizona, and all the stations in the area will come up, and all they have to do is to click on to 92.1, no matter where they are, and they'll get the messages and the broadcasts. But again, all of this is free.
Yeah.
That I emphasize.
Yeah.
And don't be misled by it being free. You know, there's an expression, you don't get something for nothing. Well, in this case, this is the exception.
And you can
go. The exception is you get more from listening to these messages than you will get going and searching for years, because there was a God-given ability that was given to me, and I don't claim to be a guru, to be able to take and condense a great deal of knowledge into just a few minutes' time. So I encourage people, take advantage of what's being offered you. Don't go around jumping around from one teacher to another. You'll spend years and you'll spend a lot of energy and a lot of money. And one other thing I'd like to mention when you said about scholarships and so forth, we have tried to create scholarships that would make our courses affordable to everybody. In fact, most of our degree programs are less than a lot of people will go and spend on one weekend with some self-help guru.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm talking about degree programs. You see, Cindy, when I started in this field, I wanted to share this field, and I made a pact, not with the devil, but I made a pact with God. And the pact simply was, let me teach what I want to teach here, to share all of this knowledge that you've given me with other people. I don't care whether I make a profit or I don't make a profit. I don't care whether I have a roof over my head, I don't have a roof over my head. I really don't care. My fulfillment comes from connecting with people. And this is my 56th year, I'm in my 80s, and I'm still going strong because I love helping people to help themselves through the Spirit of God within them.
That is so true. And I want to mention you can also listen worldwide at KUOSFM.com to the messages on Sunday morning. And I just really do also want to remind people that the meditation courses that you offer are so wonderful and so enlightening. I have been studying with you since I've been a teenager, and I still can listen to the voice of meditation, different lectures and meditations you offer, and I always find them so powerful and so enlightening. I encourage people to check those out and get the series, actually, because whether you're flying and you want to get inspired when you're flying, or whether you are just having your mind kind of wandering around in your morning meditation, you can just listen to your meditation course, and it's always uplifting.
Well, they can also go to voiceofmeditation.com and be taken through a sample of what you're talking about. There is a free, total-length meditation. It lasts probably around 30 minutes or so. And they can really test out what it is that you're talking about, free of charge again. And then if they want to order, if they feel so moved and so inspired, fine. But again, another thing that's offered free of charge, and do take advantage of it.
Absolutely. Well, you know, I just really have to thank you, Dr. Masters. You changed my life, and I happen to know so many people that I've connected with whose lives you've impacted and whose lives have been changed, and a really, really honor and respect and are ever grateful for the work you've done. And it is so far-reaching that, and it's really touching to me to know that your whole life has been dedicated to this teaching. So deep gratitude and love to you for what you've done for so many, Dr. Masters.
And the very, very same to you as you unfold, because for those that are listening, may not be aware, but Cindy Paulus has written probably hundreds of poems spiritually inspired. And that you should make yourselves available to you as well. And possibly, Cindy, you can tell them how to. I think, don't you have a book of poems right now?
I have 3 books and 4 CDs out, and anyone can go to cindypaulos.com and get them. And on SoundCloud, my latest CD is absolutely free. If you go to SoundCloud and find Cindy Paulus, and that's called Arise Above Abuse, and it's absolutely free for the listening. So I do appreciate that. And again, much love and light to all who are out there listening. And do check it out on any of the websites. Dr. Masters' teachings can change your life, and let other people know. They'll thank you for it. I mean, I know how many people are so excited when they find your work, Dr. Masters. So, I mean, truly, it's a gift for anyone to find out about what you do. The university.
Well, thank you, Cindy, for the time that you've given me today. And above all, I'm thankful to the God presence within everyone that's made my work possible.
Thank you, and God bless you, too.
Thank you.